Deuteronomy 10:12. How many has ever seen the picture of Uncle Sam dressed in red, white, and blue with stars and stripes in his hat, pointing his finger, saying, "Uncle Sam wants you. Wants you."
Yes.
Can I tell you that's what God's doing tonight? He's pointing his finger and says, "I want you. I want you. The Lord will help me for a little while. I want to preach on you are important to God."
Amen.
I don't care who you are. I don't care what your needs are. I don't care where you've been and how you feel, what kind of life you've lived. God wants you. He loves you. You are important to Him. Deuteronomy 10:12. "And now, Israel, what doeth the Lord thy God require thee?" What's He require of thee? "But to fear the Lord thy God and walk in all of His ways."
Yes.
What does He require of me? "And to love Him and to serve the Lord thy God with all of thy heart and with all of thy soul. To keep the commandments of the Lord and His statutes which I command thee this day for thy good. Keep my word." Listen. "Love me and serve me. Give me your heart and your life. It's for your good. Thou shalt fear," here it is listed again, "thou shalt fear the Lord thy God. Him shalt thou serve, and to Him shalt thou cleave and swear by His name. He is thy praise, and He is thy God." Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You may be seated. I'd like to say tonight that the Lord does not want to lose a one of you. The Lord does not want to lose one soul. You're here for a purpose, and you came into this world because God brought you in here, and He loves you. He don't want to lose one precious soul. God, holy Lord, stay with me for a while. Deuteronomy 30:19. God's just speaking to His people. "I call heaven and earth the record this day against you, and I have set before you life and death. I have set before you blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life." I've set it before you. "Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed, thy children, may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey His voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto Him, for He is thy life, and He is the length of thy days." I don't know about you, but I can't live it without Him. Hallelujah. The Bible says we live and we move and we have our being in Him. Oh, you know why you're here tonight? It's because the Lord loved you and brought you into life. And it's not His will that any miss God and any miss heaven. And you raise your head and say, "I don't want to miss God. I don't want to miss heaven. Oh, Lord, I must fear Him in a reverential fear and to acknowledge Him that He's real. And one of these days I will have to stand before God. When my life here is over, there's coming a judgment when every man and every woman, every boy and every girls will have to give an account of how they lived in this world, how they lived their life. I want my record to be clear. Hallelujah. Can you say, I want Jesus in my heart? I want to fear the Lord and keep His commandments, that it may be well with my soul. I don't know about you, but I want it to be well with me on planet Earth while I'm drawing my breath, while I'm living in my body. I want it to be well with me. I would rather have God than anything else in this whole wide world, than to have all the money, the riches, the gold, and the silver. I would rather have Jesus and the love of God. God is love, and God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. How many in the house that I say, I know Him, I know Him? It ain't that I know about Him, but I know Him in the pardon and the remission of sin. Oh, time Holy Ghost came a long time ago and brought conviction to my heart, and I saw my lost condition. I saw myself as a sinner, and I knew I was headed to a devil's hell. And I tell you tonight, there's only two places when your soul comes out of your body. When you draw your last breath, you will either go to heaven in the presence of the Lord, oh God, or you will go into the nether world, down in the center and the heart of this earth. There is a literal burning hell, a called outer darkness, where the worm dieth not and the fire is never quenched. Oh Lord, and you say tonight, I want to fear the Lord. I want to keep His commandments. I want to live for Him. I want to know that I'm alright. I want to know my heart's alright with God, that I got Jesus living in the side of my soul. I want to know that I've repented. I want to know that I've been forgiven.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Holy, 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 holy.
Sure. I want to know. I'm all right, I'm all right, I'm all right.
Glory to God.
Oh, I made contact with God. Jesus, Jesus. Holy Lord. Children, you got to fear Him.
Yes.
In order to really serve Him right, you've got to have a fear of God. To fear Him, keep His commandments.
That's right.
Deuteronomy 6. Children, I've done a lot of study on this back in my study. Now these are the commandments. These are the commandments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them, that thou mightest fear the Lord and keep His commandments all the days of thy life. Therefore do it, that it may be well with thee, that it'll be well with you. How many people do you pass every day up and down the streets and the alleys? People in your family, people that you've noticed, they have no peace of God. No peace. That's right. No peace. Their lives are in turmoil. Oh Lord, they're miserable on the inside. No peace. But Jesus said, I am come. I am the Prince of Peace. And I'm telling you, if you come unto Jesus, He'll give you peace when He comes into your heart. Hallelujah. How many knows He is the Prince of Peace? Oh, God. Raise your little hand to Him right now. Lord, I want peace in my soul. Dear Lord, I want peace in my heart. Jesus, you're the only one that can give me that peace, God. I want your spirit, Holy Lord. People in the psych wards are filled. People with mind battles on nerve medications. People committing suicide. Brother JD and Sister Angie, there's people all over this world right now that thinks that their life is not worth living. I don't feel like living anymore. Nobody loves me and nobody cares about me. But God does. And God's people love you. Oh Lord, they love you. I said the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. There's peace in Jesus. Oh Lord, I want it, God. Oh Jesus, I want that tonight. I want that blessed assurance. Lord, talk to my heart. Let my heart answer you, Lord Jesus. Speak to me. I want that peace. Oh God. Holy.
Jesus wakes me up in the morning.
All right. What's God saying to his children in these three portions of scriptures? Says he wakes us all up every morning. And he loves you.
And I love him.
He looks right into your eyes and through your eyes. And he looks right down in your soul. And he cares about you. Oh God. What is these three portions of scripture saying? To fear him. To love him. To obey him and serve him. So that it'll go well with us. For he is thy praise. He is thy life. He is the length of thy days. When God says that he is thy praise, it means he is your peace. He is your joy. He's your hope for tomorrow. He's your excitement. He's your reason for going on and living. Can you say here tonight, dear Jesus, you're my life. Without you, I'd be dead or I wouldn't be dying, God. Lord, the reason that I'm here is because you love me. I'm where I am because of your mercy and your grace. Oh, Lord. You have watched over me, oh Lord. You have kept me. Thank God none of us are in hell tonight. The Lord has shined his light down and showed us the way to heaven. How many can say tonight, he showed me the way to heaven. He sent the light. Hallelujah. Jesus is the light. Praise be to the Lord. I'm on my way to heaven. Oh, raise your little hand to God tonight. He's been good to me. He's been good to me. Yes, you have. So unworthy, so unworthy of his grace and of his mercy. A drug addict and alcohol and all the rock music. I came to Jesus. Why did he ever save me when I took his name in vain and a filthy mouth? Oh Lord, of all the rock music, Brother Bill, why did he ever see in me? What did he ever see in you? You are important. You're here for a reason. I came in the order and he saved me. I said, God, I don't know how to pray, but if you'll help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home and the love of God. Hallelujah, come down and it filled my soul. And the love of Jesus and the blood cleansed me. Give him a wave over in the house. That's what the Lord's wanting to do tonight. He's wanting to release you and to save you and to set you free. Only the love of Jesus can turn you around and make something good out of you. Hey, hold on. back on here tonight. God is real tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Holy God, holy God, holy God, holy God.
Phew. Honest to goodness, children, one soul. One soul. One soul. If you, anybody in this church, would have been the only one on planet Earth, God would have sent Jesus just for you. Here I stand, Lord. Here I stand in the house of God. You love me so much. You would leave the glory world, Lord, and you would come down and take the nails driven through your hands and feet and shed every drop of blood on that old rugged cross. Here I am tonight, Lord. You paid a price that I could be free. Hallelujah to the Lord. How many wants to be free tonight? Want this good salvation? How many in the house wants the peace of God? Hey, 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 hey. How many wants the love of God to fill your heart tonight?
I do.
That's right, sissy. That's right.
I'm a child.
Holy God. Oh, I am where I am because of God's mercy. I am here because of His grace. Dear Lord, you've watched over me and you have kept me for a reason. Thank God none of us are in hell. The Lord shined His light down on us and drew us to Him. We're not living our life in darkness anymore. We don't belong to the devil. I don't want to belong to the devil, do you?
No.
No way. We're serving Jesus. God really loves us. He wants us. But do we want Him?
Yes.
I want you. I want you. Jesus is saying, but do you really, really want me? Do you want me? Oh, Lord. Listen to Jesus in the Bible. Hear Him saying, I want you. But do you really want me? How many in the house tonight can say, I know Him?
Yes. Amen. Amen. I've met Him. I know Him. I've met him.
I feel honest. I feel like I'm a waiting in water. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I know Him. I have Him. There's power in the Spirit. There's joy in this. Hey, there's a reality. There is life in Him. There's eternal life in Him. Oh, God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
I died and met a father.
I know Him and He's my Savior. He's my Lord. He's my hope. He's my help. He is my strength. He is my keeper. He's my support. He is my guide. He's a leading me. He's my sustainer. He is my encourager. And He is my comforter. Who else could I ever go to? He understands me when no one else does. He knows when I'm troubled. He knows when I hurt. He knows when I'm confused. He understands my thoughts. He knows my worries, my fears. He really cares about me. Thank you, Lord. God told His Old Testament children, Brother Ron, in Deuteronomy 4:4, Brother Charles, listen to this. Every one of you are alive today because you did cleave unto the Lord your God, C-L-E-A-V-E. The word cleave in the Hebrew means to take a hold of.
Amen.
To take a hold of with all of your heart and take a death-like grip and refuse to let go. To cleave unto the Lord is means to seize with force and with determination to keep what you have and to count it precious and never ever give it up. Thank you, Lord. I got this over 51 years ago, and it's still good tonight. I can let loose of it. I can walk off from it. But why in the world would I walk off from something that loved me and brought me out of the pit and the mire of sin? I've had my taste of it in the world. I've had the misery and the dregs that I've drunk out of the cup of misery and sin. Oh Lord, why would I ever want to walk on? But I tell you, I found a treasure, and the Bible said to cleave unto it and don't let it go. Brother J.D., hold on to the promise. Hold on to the word of God. I feel the Lord in the house. Where's your Bible at? Hey, Lord. Hallelujah.
Come on.
This will keep you.
That's right.
This is the roadmap to heaven.
Amen.
This is the eternal, living, holy, pure, unadulterated word of God, breathed by the Holy Ghost. Hey, Lord, this is our GPS. Inside of the covers of this Bible is a well of life and a well of water. It's a fountain that springs up, hallelujah, with the joy of the Lord. There's healing in the Bible. There's salvation in this blessed book. Hey, Lord. Hey, raise your little hand. Your answer in life is found in the word of the living God. Hey. I'll tell you, when you read it, and when you meditate in it, and when you pray in the scripture, there's something that'll get a hold of you. It'll clean you up. It'll sanctify you. Anybody knows the word of God. It'll sanctify you, and it'll make you clean.
Shoot. I don't own a Bible.
Oh, holy Savior. Holy Savior, I need him. I need him. I need his touch.
Amen.
I need him.
Amen.
I need his help tonight. Everybody in the house.
Hallelujah.
Holy Lord, raise your hand. I need God. I need God. I need the reality of it.
Hallelujah.
Holy, 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 holy. Shoot. Praise God. I need help, Lord. I need help. How many knows that the Lord Jesus Christ is worth holding on to?
Yes.
Can you imagine one of these days, Sister Angie, when the pearly gates swing open? Bless your heart. All the troubles, life's troubles will be over. No worries will be gone, the fears. No death will enter into that city. No sin. No devil to fight. No affliction.
Come on.
Everybody that walks through the gate, their frowns will stay outside the gate.
That's right.
Holy Lord.
That's right.
If this was heaven and I was entering it, I don't know what step, which leg, which foot would be the first one on in on the street of gold. But I can tell you, when I enter in, all the bad will be done away with.
Right.
All the suffering, all the sorrow. Smiles will radiate through that whole city. Eyes will be glistening. Hearts will be filled and full. I can see myself, Sister Bessie, falling down on my knees at Jesus' feet.
The only thing that is made by man in heaven are the scars in the hands and the feet and the side of Jesus. Only thing there made by man. And to know that I've been redeemed by price, you see, to know that I've been redeemed. Somebody gave their life for me to come to heaven. Oh, amen. When I walk in the city of God and I fall down, and I want to hold to Jesus, hold to his feet, those nail scars in his feet, and say, thank you, Jesus, for loving me that much. Rachel and Annie, love me that much. Oh, Lord. Holy God. Heaven's real. You get a breath of it every now and then. The service is in the Holy Ghost falling. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I'd rather have him than anything in this whole wide world. I'd rather have this good salvation and know that I'm saved and on my way to heaven than to be a billionaire and lose my soul. No matter what this world has to offer, what would it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? I'd rather live my life and not have much down here and know someone loves me and cares for me than to be rich with wealth, friends, and fame.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, God, can you tell the devil here tonight when he tempts you and when he tells you that you're not worth anything, you're poor, you don't have much, look at you suffering. Oh, God, he messes with our mind and he sends doubts and fears and worries
to us.
But I've made my stand, Brother Charles and Brother Ron. Satan, I got Jesus. I've got forgiveness. I got him in my heart and he saved my soul. How much does Jesus really care for me? How much does he care for me, preacher? Am I really, really important to him? Listen to this as I get ready to close, as Mary comes. Matthew 10 and 29. Jesus said, are there not two sparrows, two little birds? They don't hardly weigh anything if you put one of them in the palm of your hand. You couldn't hardly feel its little weight in the palm of your hand. Oh, Lord, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And not one of them shall fall on the ground without your Father. Oh, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Woo! Jesus said, fear ye not, therefore. You are more valued than many sparrows. Hallelujah to the Lord. Jesus counts you as important to him. Ain't you glad of that tonight? There's billions and billions of sparrows all over this world. Ain't I? And they're a flying. They eat all day long. Hallelujah. The Lord feeds them. They don't have to worry about finding food. And the Lord takes care of the sparrow. There's billions of them. And Jesus said, when it comes time for a little sparrow to die, the Bible said, the Father attends its funeral. It never falls to the ground without your heavenly Father. You are important tonight. Raise your little hand. Every hair on our head is numbered. Thank God for strength. Hallelujah, that he gave me. I come to the house of the Lord and I worship him. Woo! Would you stand with me here tonight?
That's right.
Oh,
amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Jeremiah 31 and 3. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, said, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee.
I've loved you with an everlasting love. With everlasting love. And with that love, I have drawn you. How many wants to draw love from Jesus here tonight? Do you need strength? Do you need help? Do you need courage? Let's find a place right now, Freddie. Come on. Come on. He loves me. I'm important. I belong to you, Jesus.
I'd rather have you
that I think for you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God, you're saying to us tonight, I'm thinking about you. You're in my thoughts, the Lord is saying. Jesus, you've got us in your heart. He's just saying, if you hold on to me and you trust me, I'll give you a good ending. When you come down to the end of the way, I'll give you a blessed hope when you come down to the end of life, and heaven will be yours.
Hallelujah. To his home.
Oh,
Yeah.